I want us to use this story for a few minutes to think about our own lives. As we think ahead into 2018, we might not be too sure what to expect, and we might be feeling that some things need to change or are about to change. And the thought of change can be paralysing. It might be anxiety about being alone or different, fear of failure, past regrets, doubts of our own abilities. This story shows us how we can cope with the change that we know is coming or the uncertainty that is ahead. There are three things in this story I want to pull out. The key person in this story is Jesus himself. God has given us Jesus. This is what we have celebrated this Christmas. God with us, Emmanuel. And we know that when Jesus went back to heaven, he left his Holy Spirit with us. So Jesus is still with us. This year, you need to take hold of that opportunity before you to make a regular date with Jesus. Hang out together so you can talk to him and listen to his voice. Maybe you've never taken that first step of saying, yes, I want to know Jesus more. Maybe that's what you need to do this year. The second thing that's key in this story is the man wouldn't have got to Jesus without some good friends who helped him to get there. God has put us in a community. A number of you prayed and thanked God for this in our praise. It's called church, and this is a great place to find people who can walk with us and help us to find Jesus together. Maybe this year you need to be a bit more intentional about connecting with some other Christians. Maybe it's through organised church activities, like small groups, training track, weekends away. There's lots of information on the Get Connected desk. Maybe it's just staying after church, after a service, and having a cup of coffee and chatting to some people. Or maybe you want to take the initiative and link up with someone in the week. Share a coffee, invite them to your house. The other thing this story shows us is that Jesus gives us forgiveness, freedom from guilt, so that we can move on into the next year without carrying all the burdens of last year. Jesus not only forgave the man, he healed his body and made him whole again, inside and out. Seemingly impossible change is only possible through Jesus. So what has paralysed you from changing into who God wants you to be? I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself lying on that mat, paralysed by the things that are holding you back. It might be fear or failure, inadequacy, lack of faith, anxiety, health, sin. Then imagine Jesus saying, your sins are forgiven. Get up, take your mat and walk. Either imagine yourself standing up in the strength Jesus has given you, or if you feel you need to do something to cement this morning, you can physically stand up. Jesus, thank you that you heal us inside and out. You take away our sins and you can heal our physical bodies as well. Thank you that with you, nothing is impossible and that we can get up and walk into the next year knowing that you have the strength for us to carry on. Amen.